Welcome to KUOI News, a collaboration between the University of Idaho's own radio station, KUOI, and its independent newspaper, The Argonaut. KUOI News brings you the biggest stories from The Argonaut in 15 minutes or less, Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. You can also listen to KUOI News anytime at uiargonaut.com under the radio section. Welcome to KUOI News for Friday, October 18th, 2013. I'm your host, Andrew Deskins. We have a pretty news-heavy show for you today with an ASUI triple threat, including a story on the proposed changes to the grade requirements to run for office, the updates to the Student Code of Conduct, and the search for a new lobbyist. We also have an update on the university's search for a new president, a look at a UI grad who is competing for the title of Miss Idaho, a feature on the daytime distraction program in the Commons, and finally, a story on the Confucius Center's first China Night event. That's what's coming your way, guys, so keep it tuned right here to KUOI News.
The new draft of the Student Code of Conduct, authored by the Dean of Students' Office, is being examined by a group of six ASUI senators who have formed a task force to make recommendations on the draft. Senator Anthony Filicetti says ASUI is taking a closer look into the code because not all of the senators seem to agree with some of the changes.
We, as an entire Senate and a few other students and faculty who were in the ASUI office, went through the Student Code of Conduct that has been proposed and revised by the Dean of Students' Office and picked out the things that we like about it, the things that we don't like about it. Specifically, there were clarity issues, there were issues that did not have enough detail, there are issues that a lot of people on Senate just plain didn't agree with. And so there's a task force of about six of us, I think, who are going to just kind of nail each of those issues as we come to them.
The biggest issue that ASUI is going to focus on is a consolidation of power that the new code would give to the Dean of Students' Office.
They want to get rid of the UJC, the University Judicial Council, and replace it with, which is made up of 11 people, five of which are students, one of which is a grad student. They want to just replace that with two people, the Dean of Students and their coordinator, to make decisions on regarding students' fate on campus when they get in trouble.
Senator Bruno Bennett says the ASUI task force is also going to spend time talking about the clause states disciplinary action may be taken for off-campus conduct that adversely affects the University of Idaho. Stay tuned in the coming weeks for the latest information in regard to the new Student Code of Conduct. For KUOI News, I'm Amber Emery. ASUI is currently accepting applications for the student lobbyist position, in which an undergraduate student will receive internship credit, get paid, and gain experience as a political lobbyist in the 2014 legislative session. ASUI Chief of Staff Liz Brandon says the lobbyists will represent UI students in issues that directly affect students across the state, including higher education cuts, tuition increases, and the rights of UI students. ASUI Senator Bruno Bennett served as the ASUI lobbyist in the 2012 legislative session. He says his experience in the position was worthwhile and that he would recommend it to any UI student interested in politics.
I would have done it again if I could have fit it in to my schedule. I mean, you get to meet with legislators on a daily basis and lobby for the University of Idaho and their wants and needs and desires, and you're able to literally make a difference.
Brandon said the lobbyist position is considered a full-time job where the person works 40 hours a week at $10 an hour. A $1,200 living stipend is given upon appointment, and the lobbyist will also have an opportunity to gain internship credit. The student appointed must also be able to live in Boise for the spring semester. Applications are available in the ASUI office on the third floor of the Commons or online at www.uidaho.edu/ASUI. Applications will be accepted until 5 p.m. tonight. For KUOI News, I'm Amber Emery. ASUI Director of Diversity Samantha Hansen introduced a bill to the Senate floor on Wednesday night that would change the grade requirement for elected ASUI positions. Currently, to be considered for an ASUI position, a student must have a cumulative GPA of 2.75 or a previous semester GPA of 3.0. The new bill would change the requirement from a GPA check to a student's academic standing within their department. Hansen says the bill is aimed at making leadership roles more inclusive for the student body as a whole, including students who are not traditionally overachievers in the classroom, have mental health issues, or have learning disabilities. Senator Kelly James Fisher is a sponsor of the bill and says he supports it because the current regulations do not take students' potential into account.
We feel that there are a lot of people in our school who have the potential to be great leaders but don't necessarily reach the GPA cutoff that the present regulations would require.
ASUI president says he understands both sides of the argument and is eager to see what the senators come up with at next Wednesday's ASUI Senate meeting. For KUOI News, I'm Amber Emery.
Jack Payne, the second candidate in the search for the next University of Idaho president, visited the Moscow campus Tuesday. He said if he's selected as the next UI president, he plans to stick around for a while. About 50 people were in attendance at the second open forum, the majority of which were university faculty and staff members. Payne said he would have to remain in Moscow for an extended period of time in order to leave an impact on the university. He spent several minutes discussing the importance of land-grant universities, calling himself a true blue land-grant guy. In addition, Payne addressed the financial difficulties universities have faced across the nation. He said the country has been in recession almost the entire time he's been a university administrator. He said he's seen cuts and restructuring of systems and is aware that it is something universities still face. But, he said, it's important to include the employees of the university to determine what that should look like. Payne said this has led him to a better understanding of higher education and the processes that make it run. He said institutions of higher education have unique structures that are not meant to be businesslike. Payne said his leadership and management style is based on the missteps and successes he has had throughout his career, as well as a set of inspirational people he has met throughout his life. Payne said the guiding principles in his leadership style are based on transparency and clarity in operations and decision-making, accountability, mutual respect, and trust. For KUOI News, I'm Caitlin Krasselt.
On November 1st and 2nd in Nampa, Idaho, Kelsey Kraft, a nursing assistant and UI alumni, will be competing in the Miss Idaho USA pageant with the title of Miss Moscow. Kraft graduated the University of Idaho last May with a 3.91 GPA and is excited to represent her home in the pageant. The competition includes three main categories: swimsuit, evening gown, and interview. She will be presenting two platforms to the judges, mental health awareness and education in Idaho. As a nursing assistant, Kraft says she has worked in mental health and sees that it is an overlooked aspect in the healthcare field. She hopes to bring awareness to mental health and make it a more studied and funded field of medicine. Kraft is also a local advocate for the organization Don't Fail Idaho, which works with education reform in the state. Kraft plans on using what she learns from the experience to help her get into one of the six graduate schools she has applied to. If Kraft wins the state title, she plans on attending events and groups to bring awareness to mental health and statewide education. Kraft says she hopes to give back to the university in later years by providing financial help to students who want to pursue a career in healthcare. With KUOI News, I'm Danielle Wiley.
Daytime distractions are fun activities held during lunch on Wednesdays in the Commons. This past Wednesday, the Humane Society brought puppies to the Whitewater Room to help relieve some stress during midterms week. Next week, the Juggaliers will help students learn to juggle and make their own juggling sacks from 12 to 1 in the Commons food court. More interactive activities will be offered throughout the semester, including Halloween cookie decorating and something involving bubble wrap during finals week. If you have any ideas for daytime distractions, contact Daytime Program Coordinator Kelly Koester at kkoester@uidaho.edu. For KUI News, I'm Amber Evans-Pinnell.
Starting at 6 p.m. on October 26, the UI Confucius Institute is co-sponsoring China Night in the sub-ballroom with the Chinese Students and Scholars Association to bring Chinese food and culture to the university. Liu Ding, president of the UI CSSA, said this will be their first big event so far. The event will have live performances, traditional cuisine, and Chinese games. Raffle tickets will also be handed out at the door with a chance to win gift cards. the UI CSSA will be tabling outside the sub ballroom during the event. Anyone who is interested in joining the club can find more information there. The UI CSSA is looking for volunteers for the event. Anyone interested should contact CSSAUIdaho@hotmail.com. More information can also be found at their Facebook page. Tickets will be sold for $8 inside the Idaho Commons the week leading up to the event. For KUI News, I'm Catherine Blowers.
That's going to do it for this edition of KUI News. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you listen again this coming Monday. But for now, guys, good night and good luck. Just repeating the slogan, become